production account with Bulls 2026 Sobinage results. Gallions of more files nominations to recontest Margarita Franco as independent after attack by suspected UPN cabin. In global news, WHO its emergency supplies by the DRC as available for retail and rental. With the main news at 13 hours, my name is Mustafa Mohamed. 4 months as Central Member of Parliament, Dali Kulakia has withdrawn his candidacy as a presidential aspirant for the Patriotic Front PF ahead of the August 2026 general election. In a statement, Dr. Kulakia claims he has formally notified the Chief Electoral Officer of the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, of his decision, effectively nullifying the introduction record that had been submitted to the Commission on April 21, 2026. Dr. Kulakia stated that his decision followed an exhaustive assessment of the prevailing legal and political environment. He states that the withdrawal was necessitated by the ongoing legal challenges facing the PF, which he said had been further complicated by the recently enacted Electoral Process Amendment Act No. 12 of 2026. The former Manchester Central Member of Parliament has described the move as difficult but necessary under the current circumstances. He further expressed gratitude to the PF leadership, party structure, and supporters who he supported to him during his presidential term. Former Margarita Franco Member of Parliament Gallien Gombo has successfully filed his nomination as an independent candidate to recontest the Madame Central seat after an attempt by suspected UPND cadre to block him from filing at the nomination center in Madame. The confusion which delayed the nomination process erupted when individuals identified as Gilbert Herrera and Markman allegedly physically assaulted Mr. Gombo and tore his clothes before he eventually managed to proceed with the filing process. And speaking shortly after filing his nomination papers, Mr. Gombo condemned the violence that marked the process, saying such conduct has no place in society as it does not contribute to building a better country. Mr. Gombo maintains that he remains a UPND member and states he had been handicapped by constituents who recontest the seat after the party allegedly fell short during its official election process. He further disclosed that the intent to formally report the individual who he described as no UPND members to police over the alleged assault and related conduct.
Mr. Gilbert Herrera, Mr. Markman Adonia and Israel, Central Paris, Michael, and Mr. Gilbert the Tone, and Black Denomination, Israel, respecting the contested system. We are not needed on this report, the Department of Structural Violence, which has shown the state here in America, is in that state as in Central. The participants and the candidates of Western Canada and other states, including Europe, like some here to make a difference, like the state that comes out of that election. One act comes with the deep work of supervising the government government, however, at the end, and the night, the point is to make sure the enemy ended up with my suit to reach the country.
Meanwhile, President Herrera Hirilema has condemned the acts of electoral violence and lawlessness following scenes circulating in social media showing individuals allegedly attempting to block the lawful filing of nominations. In a post published on his Facebook page, President Hirilema directed law enforcement agencies to act quickly and professionally in arresting all those responsible for the electoral disorder. Copperbelt Transway Alliance Information and Publicity Secretary Muola Nimalula has questioned the Electoral Commission of Zambia's decision to extend the verification process for aspiring parliamentary candidates to lock their voting cards ahead of nominations. Ms. Nimalula says while the move may help affected candidates replace missing credentials, it could create unfair benefits for a particular political party. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Naula has also expressed concern over the financial burden he thinks may place on aspiring candidates from distant parts of the country if the exercise is conducted only in Lusaka. Mr. Naula says candidates are already struggling with nomination fees and may now face additional transport and accommodation costs to travel to Lusaka for verification, calling for the process to be decentralized to allow candidates to complete the exercise from their respective local areas. The ECZ last evening announced that it has extended the period for parliamentary, mayor and council chairperson candidates to file in their nomination papers as they replace their lost voting cards.
But my great point is, look, they are saying this will be done in the past. Take it like, for example, my candidate in Changombe. How much will it cost to travel from Changombe to Lusaka and back? Already on top of that, you are adding a cost. Candidates are already complaining about the 17,000 kwacha nomination fee. And on top of that, you have to travel to Lusaka to go and do this at the headquarters. So if this was well intended, why don't they decentralize it and allow candidates to do it in their local area? And not have candidates spend more money to travel to the party. Can you assume if this was any other party that candidates had lost their credentials, would they have extended?
Outgoing Lusaka Chief Resident Magistrate David Sibili has failed to render a ruling on the application made by lawyers representing civil rights against Reverend Sandana, seeking the seditious case to be referred to the Constitutional Court for constitutional determination. When the matter came up this morning, Magistrate Sibili indicated that the ruling could not be delivered due to the death of a fellow magistrate, prompting an adjournment to 1st of June 2026. In this application, Mr. Tangala's lawyer, Karamba Sibikonda, argued that constitutional questions had arisen regarding the fairness of the trial and whether Magistrate Sibili, who has since been appointed and ratified as a High Court judge, could continue presiding over the matter as a subordinate to its magistrate. He maintains that the ongoing judicial review proceedings in the High Court involving these same parties raises concerns over impartiality and the constitutional rights of the accused. The defense also argued that the constitutional petition before the High Court alleging the legality of sedition laws is distinct from the issue raised before the subordinate court, maintaining that referring the matter to constitutional interpretation would not create conflict with the proceedings already before the High Court. The state opposed the application and maintains that the law permits a magistrate appointment as a High Court judge to conclude matters that were already partly heard before appointment. In this case, Mr. Changala is alleged to have made seditious remarks in May 2024 during the disappearance of the Pokauti Central Member of Parliament, Emmanuel J. Banda, and was found with a case to answer on September 10, 2024. In global news, the World Health Organization has stepped up emergency operations in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo after the country recorded 136 deaths and about 543 suspected Ebola cases, according to Health Minister Daniel Roger Kamba. Medical supplies and international experts are arriving in Guinea as authorities battle the fight serving Burundi, saying, which currently has no approved vaccine or treatment. The World Health Organization delivered first tons of emergency medical supplies to Burma in Kivu province, the epicenter of the outbreak near the borders of Uganda and South Sudan. The BBC reports in this and other world stories.
Russia and China have failed to reach agreement on the multi-billion dollar gas pipeline. The Kremlin said President Putin has achieved a basic understanding of the project in his talks with Xi Jinping, including when the rules on China is developed, which says there is no tight timeline. The head of the WHO says the risk of an Ebola outbreak is high at regional level, but still a low concern globally. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said there was a further risk of transmission because of significant circulation movement in Central Africa, where thousands have been displaced from the old conflict. The Indonesian president says he has taken export control over major commodities.